This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Another boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Another boardwalk,
yeah.
People walking above.
Let's keep it cool. Under the boardwalk.
Under the boardwalk.
I love being here with you, Jay. I love being here with all the folks who are paying attention to what we're talking about and reacting to it. That's cool. Social media. Yep. Thank you. Facebook, Instagram, and that other thing that's a waste of time. At Good Day Radio Show. And then there's a Twitter, Good Day On Air. Some good news for those of you who are union types. Seeing that UPS and the Teamsters have avoided what could have been a massive strike, they have reached an agreement, it would seem, on a new contract. 340,000 people work for UPS. You know that they were that big? Wow.
Yeah, this could have been a big issue if UPS went on strike. And think about it, too, of, well, okay, at least it's not happening during the winter holidays or something like that. Strikes aren't just like, oh, they were on strike for 1 week and they're done. Look at how long the writers have been striking. Yeah. I wonder how long the writers and the actors will be striking. And UPS, whew.
Well, when you think about how long they've been negotiating, it's been going on for months, and there have been a lot of threats back and forth and walkout talks and that sort of thing. You wonder how people who have this strident day point of view, if they're that angry at the workplace, at the people who run it, why do they stay there? Why do they go there? That's always been, you know, if you don't like where you work, go somewhere else, for God's sakes. Why stay some place where you don't, you know, and some where, well, I don't have any other choices. You know what? You always have a choice. You can make a choice, do, follow whatever it is that's in your heart. But, you know, I guess, you know, under the circumstances, this is the best outcome that could come from this circumstance. They got the contract raises that they wanted, quite a good pay raise, matter of fact. And so now, here's what's going to happen. Those of you who complain, I had to send something the other day, and it was basically a letter. And it cost $27 to send this letter so that it would get there the next day. Did it get there the next day? No. Did it get there the next day? No. Did it get there the next day? No. It took 5 days, because they lost it in Memphis, for it to get, there's a FedEx letter. FedEx is getting worse all the time. I had we're having the circus on the farm this weekend. So the gentleman who's in charge had a banner made that we're going to hang on one of the main streets in town to promote the circus. So it was supposed to be delivered. It was completed and sent last Thursday via FedEx. We tracked it. It was supposed to be overnight. Didn't get here the next day, so we tracked it. It went to Houston. And then the next day, excuse me, it was in California someplace. It took it till yesterday. He's paid for overnight delivery, and it was $40-some-odd dollars for this banner to be shipped. And it took this is as bad as the government, as bad as the Postal Service.
And can you
so who needs
back?
Them for that kind of dough? What'd you say?
Can't you get your money back?
No. That's the other thing. You don't get your money back. Not. You don't. It takes an act of Congress. You know how I always say in the Food Farm Family Report, when we have a recall, go back to the store and get your money back and get them to give you a couple of bucks, 20 bucks, 30 bucks for your time and the gas. And in case of UPS, maybe somebody will comment, send me, well, we had that trouble and we got our money back. Well, if you did, good. I've had this problem a couple of times with both UPS and FedEx. Never get my money back. It'll be delivered. Yeah, it's a win-win for everybody.
And that's my question, because I've had this issue before, but I didn't go directly through UPS or FedEx. I bought something online, and it was being shipped through FedEx or UPS or whatever, and I paid for a certain type of shipping. That shipping did not come through, and I reached out to the company, and the company has always refunded the money. But again, that was the company's choice.
Yeah, not.
So, yeah.
UPS that actually made the mess out of it in the first place. Three Marines that are stationed at Camp Lejeune found dead in a car. They've been identified. Marine Lance Corporal Merrick's Dockery 23 from Oklahoma, Lance Corporal Ivan Garcia from Naples, Florida, and Lance Corporal Tanner Keltenberg from Madison, Wisconsin. Deputies responded to a call. There was a report of a missing person. Investigation led them to this car where the bodies were found. So now what? We have sympathy and condolences and all that stuff, but what the heck happened to these guys?
Yeah, so they have to investigate it.
Yeah, right. Where they were again, I probably shouldn't, there's no conjecture, I shouldn't be conjecturing, because it could be any number of things.
The only statement has been that they don't believe foul play was part of the matter.
Really?
But, yeah.
How did three guys die in a car together? They didn't all have heart attacks.
A number of
heart attacks. What? What would be, how would they die if there wasn't foul play? They all decided to commit suicide?
Hypothetically, yeah. Let's just go through some of the things. There could be a malfunction with the car that caused the toxic fumes, and then they, why am I blanking on what it is? That some people do die by suicide this way, but it can also be an accident.
Carbon dioxide.
Yes, thank you. That one totally left me.
Carbon monoxide.
Like that. It could be a drug-related situation. It could be a manner of things that doesn't necessarily go through with foul play that ends, you know, like murder. Mm-hmm. It could be something else.
Okay. I'll think about that. Meanwhile, here's this story of a man accused of firing 15 rounds from an AR, whatever, a K, what they call them. Those repeater rifles. This guy shoots the pool cleaner because he thought he was an intruder, but he's not going to face charges. He uses an AR-15, mistook the pool cleaner for an intruder, and fired 30 rounds. I said 15, 30 rounds at this guy.
So let's go with the stand your ground thing, the stand your ground loophole, even
right.
though it was a mistaken identity situation.
Yeah. The wife alerted the husband that there were noises, and there was somebody they didn't know around the pool. The figure turned out to be the pool cleaner, who was behind schedule, so he was late, didn't get to their house till 9 o'clock at night. He didn't knock on the door, he didn't call, he didn't make any attempt to tell them he was there, he just went out to clean the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
probably
dark,
thinking
so.
It's so late, I don't want to disturb them. But isn't it with the whole stand your ground situation? That should not it should include you're supposed to ask questions first, not the shoot first, ask questions later mentality.
You think? Yeah. Huh?
At least like see what's going on. What if this happened? And what if it was somebody who has an adult child who decided to come home for a visit or didn't want to stay at their own place
ugly.
And decided to come home?
Yeah, pretty ugly. All right, 15 past the hour. Here's something else that's ugly. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. acknowledging that he should have been more careful about what he said. There was a backlash earlier in the week for something that he said about COVID-19 being genetically engineered to reduce risks for Jews and Chinese people. I don't know where that came from. Not the smartest thing he's ever said. And, of course, people take it out of context as well. People who were, you know, somebody, he was in New York doing a presentation, and Rabbi Shmuley Bataik, who used to be on this program all the time, he's a kind of a loud, I met him because he was friends with Uri Geller. He's an author, he's a commentator. I can see him supporting this guy knowing what his politics are. It was part of a series of presidential candidate discussions that was, held at the World Values Network run by Bataik. So anyway, the attention that he's getting against Joe Biden is, and so the Democrat mainstream organization doesn't like Kennedy because he's gaining ground on Joe Biden. So this was a perfect way for them. Look, see, this guy's crazy. And so he's apologized for saying what he did. He's not saying, he talks a lot about the COVID-19 vaccines and how he claimed, I don't know, this is always if you read in the New York Times, it's not going to be pro-Kennedy, at least in this case, because they're trying to discredit him. They're Biden in the back pocket of the Bidens anyway. So Joe Biden said there was evidence that COVID-19 was ethnically targeted at black people and some white people, and then he mentioned the Jews and the Chinese and yada yada. And so he first denied making the comments, and then he said, well, maybe I should have thought better about it. But, you know, none of us are perfect, and if you're going to take somebody apart, I'm not justifying what he said by any stretch of the imagination. It was poorly timed and poorly presented.
Mm-hmm.
Whether there's something to it or not remains to be seen.
Poor Cheryl Hines, his wife, is always having to come out and saying, I support my husband, but I do not agree with what he says.
Yeah, right, the actress. So there's a lot of stuff about the pandemic that's resurfacing. We were talking earlier about the Yale University study that showed, according to their research, that more Republicans died of COVID than Democrats. I don't know what. But now there's a focus on what's really the truth. Once again, was China hiding the truth? And they were, yes, hiding the truth. This is the most substantive of all of the coronavirus things that are floating around right now, continuing to look at the Chinese and the fact that they ordered the coronavirus to be destroyed after the stuff got out. They didn't want the Wuhan laboratory and what the means was for distribution to be discovered. So they burned everything. And so now that's coming out. And the fact that the government is saying people weren't paying enough attention to the lab theory. Hello, duh. And I don't say this to beat on my chest, but I'll tell you, that was the first thing I said. This was done on purpose. And so more of that is the lights being shined on that theory. 18 after, this is Good Day.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV. Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
When you go to TopLoss.com, the website for Calitrin, and you decide you want to get some advice from a counselor, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller. So, under the circumstances, how did the doctor and the nurses that put this formula together, they wake up one morning and said, you know what? Collagen protein, yes.
Well, it started out with collagen protein. So it was created by nurses who were using it to help customers with their joint pain and their joint issues. And then they noticed that, you know, if you were taking it at bedtime, it was helping with sleep too. But then they noticed that people were losing weight. They were having more energy. Metabolisms were boosted. You know, people were like, wow, this is really actually helping me feel better, lose weight.
All right, let's talk about the deal.
Right now, we've got a Christmas and July sale. So we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it, and you can stay big on this sale.
Check it out at toploss.com.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means, wait, hold up.
radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program with Jay Kirshner. We're into the celebrity news department, trending things from social media about Dolly Parton and Kevin Costner. Oh, wait a minute. Are they together? This is, no, they aren't together at all. I'm just putting.
Dolly is happily married.
That's right. I'm putting two stories together that I think are very interesting. The first one has to do with Dolly and the cover of a very famous song that she is going to perform for us. So if you like to rock, hang on. Dolly's going to rock right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Has released a cover of We Are the Champions. This is pretty interesting. So she's Freddie Mercury, basically.
She's fantastic. I mean, I have to tell you. You remember the whole thing of she was nominated to potentially be inducted into the Rock Hall, and she wanted to bail out, and they were like, no, you're a nomination. That it is what it is. We've already sent out the ballots. And then she got inducted, and she's like, okay, well, I don't consider myself a rock star, so I better earn this. And immediately, she's putting out a, she decided to put together a 30-track album of rock music. I think 20 of the tracks are going to be covers, 10 originals, and it's due out in November. And she has just been busting her tail to feel like she earns that spot in the Rock Hall.
She's really on it. Goodness, a long way from 9 to 5. But at any rate, good. I've always been a big fan. Dolly Parton. Good for her. Let her keep going. She and I are the same age. Let's keep pushing, Dolly. Let's keep going. Meanwhile, Kevin Costner continues his war with his ex-wife. I don't know if the divorce has been completed yet, but his wife got $192,000 a month out of him for child support last week with a judge. And now she's gone to Hawaii with her family to spend $192,000 a month. And she's been seen with another man. No! How could that be? This is a big-time banker named Josh Connor. How come all of these women and the men, we were talking about Tom Brady earlier and who he's hanging around with now, do they ever just find somebody yellow, like down the farm?
I think it's also just their lifestyle and based on who they hang around, how they meet people.
Yeah. Yes, it probably
is. Sometimes people are also like, they got into a relationship so quickly after the relationship was over. Their relationship was over long before the divorce was finalized.
Of course it was.
Like, let's be real.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so there are photos of the paparazzi, following Brady around with his girlfriend to his house in L.A. They're following her, the wife of Kevin Costner, around. They're following him around. Who's he hanging around with? Come on. I suppose there's a pleasure in it for some, but seems kind of like a waste of energy. 28 after on Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 30 drugs may face supply chain disruptions after a tornado damaged a North Carolina Pfizer plant 1 week ago today. The company warned hospitals in a letter Friday that about 65 formulations of those drugs could see disruptions. Pfizer said medicines like injectable fentanyl for pain management and the anesthetic lidocaine have less than 3 months inventory levels. The Rocky Mountain facility makes close to a quarter of Pfizer's injectable medicines used in hospitals across the country. Ocean temperatures off the coast of Florida could set a global record. This week, a buoy out at Manatee Bay reported ocean temperatures of just over 101 degrees. Oceans all over the world are experiencing warmer than normal temperatures thanks to a stubborn El Nino weather pattern that's expected to last into winter. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Add your voice to the conversation. Leave us a message on 855-999-DUG.
Next message.
855-999-3684.
Got the message?
Yes.
The hour, fighting truth decay.
On the Good Day program is Jay Kirshner, along with her faithful companion, Doug Steffen, radio companion. Anyway, she got lots of companions. She got a son, she got a husband, got a father, got a mother, got a sister. Let's see, who else can I
have? Some nieces, can I have friends. I have you. I have James.
Here we go. It's James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Let's see what we can conjure up here for winners. No more losers, only winners. A lottery winner in North Carolina thought somebody else had won the jackpot. This is an interesting story of Cynthia Neely. Lives down in Gold Hill, North Carolina. She checked her lottery ticket. She was disappointed that she thought she hadn't won. Got it, went home. Saw the ticket, and the jackpot apparently was back to $20,000. I thought, oh, doggone it, somebody already won. But when she took a closer look, her disappointment turned into exhilaration. She realized that she had been the winner of the jackpot, which is $723,000. She said, "I had to convince myself that I had the winning ticket. It's a life-changing amount of money."
Yeah.
Yep, she cried all the way home.
What a roller coaster.
Yeah, right, exactly.
An emotional roller coaster.
She purchased her winning ticket at the Kangaroo Express convenience store near Charlotte. All right, so what would happen if you took all that money and reinvested it and bought a lot of tickets, $700,000 worth of tickets? Think you'd win again?
Oh, probably not. I mean, if you're thinking about Mega Millions or Powerball level jackpot, what is that? One in the odds are 1 in 300 million.
Yep, yeah, that's right. All right, well, she's trying to talk. Her husband is retiring now. She's got $500,000 in cash. Is that enough money to retire? There are always these things on the web about money and retirement and what do you need to retire. That's a silly question because everybody's life is different. Our lifestyles are different.
Yeah.
What we do with our time.
The market in which you live.
Yeah, right, exactly. Silly stories. All right, let's do a couple of money items. Speaking about money here on Good Day, there was an outage yesterday at the Chase Bank, which led to interruptions in Zelle payments. So now you're going to have to tell me, do you use Zelle? Is Zelle like PayPal? I know I've heard of it, but I don't use it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and it's like PayPal, Venmo, but it comes directly from your bank and it's part of it. I have access to it with the bank I use, but I've never used it.
No. Well, there's a lot of this stuff around. I think it plays loose with your identity and with special information that only a few people should have. And that's the thing
with Zelle. It's supposed to be a lot safer because it is strictly hooked up to your bank. It's a part of your banking app.
But apparently it's not just Chase is the main bank for the transactions. Chase is the biggest bank in the world. And so the people who were using Zelle yesterday, because it all has to go through Chase and then to your local bank, however that happens, network malfunction that took place, the people who were investigating it said, it's Chase's fault. If it's the old computer software thing, that comes up a lot in terms of payment processing. So if you have Zelle and you couldn't get stuff done, that's because there was some kind of an outage or a problem at the Chase Bank. All right? So what else? Okay, you know, this is better money news. This affects all of us. The International Monetary Fund says today that we should be much more optimistic about what's going on in the world economy. Inflation is easing. Growth is continuing. In fact, car sales are back up again. I didn't think they ever were down a whole lot. They were down somewhat.
I think they were down because there weren't a lot of options.
Yeah, you can't buy a car.
You didn't have the opportunity to.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, the inflation situation is good. Home building is up. All the signs are pointing upwards. So then, here we go. The Fed gets together today, and they're talking about raising the interest rates by another quarter of a point. What the hell's the matter with these people? Is there any common sense here? All the signs are pointing in the right direction, so you're going to make it more difficult. We're down below 3% inflation at the moment. They say they're aiming for 2%. And they didn't raise it the last time they got together, but maybe today they will. So what does that do to those of us who have to rely on borrowed money to run our business? Makes it more difficult to do business. Makes it more difficult for businesses to survive. You can't help but wonder, what's the real motivation here? As cynical as I get about these sorts of things, and as much as I don't want to believe that there are so many people who are in government that want you to become dependent on the government so the government runs everything, I think the stories that are being, that some of the conspiratorialists are spreading around are real. Why would they go up? All the signs are pointing in the right direction, and people are feeling optimistic, why would they try to kill that one more time by raising interest rates again? What's the, if there's somebody there listening that is that's more knowledgeable about this than I am, I'm an average citizen when it comes to this sort of thing. I use the banks like everybody else does. I am paying my bills like everybody else does, hopefully, and I'm finding it more and more difficult because business is being affected by this. Friend of mine that runs a tractor dealership in New York said to me the other day he was thinking about discontinuing the new tractor line because they have been sent, the dealership's been sent so many tractors because they were backing up at the factory. They can't sell them and distribute them, so they send them out to the dealers, and then they start charging the floor plan rate, and the rate's gone up. So if you don't sell them in 30 days, you have to pay, or now what they've, you know, have to keep paying interest every 30 days. And you used to have a year to sell them. Now you have 8 months. If you don't sell them, you got to pay for them. If you can't sell them and you're not selling stuff, how are you going to pay for them if you don't have the money? It's a vicious circle, and it's created by these boobs at the Federal Reserve. This was a government-created recession that had no reason. There was, you know, you can say what you want about Trump, but the economy felt better and seemed to be better when he was president. Did the president set the tone? Yeah, kind of. But the Federal Reserve, the appointees come from whoever, you know, was president at the time, and they got a hole, they fill them. And so I'm wondering, I don't know that much about the people who are in the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, but raising interest rates another quarter of a point seems like madness to me. It just seems like nuts. You're nuts.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Nuts to do this. All right, now here's another economic reality. The cost of gasoline. You know, the manufacturers, distributors will blame it on the banks and what it costs them to do business. Same thing we were just talking about. Now, and this is one of the biggest factors, too, by the way, in what economics, what the economic realities are, what the economy is. We all drive, we all look at the price of the pump, and we think, why the hell are we paying $3.49 a gallon when last year it was this price, and what's happened? Well, what's happened is the Fed has raised the interest rates, or what's happened is the Saudis have cut down on production. Whatever it is, whatever sniff there is in the air, they use that as justification for upping the prices. So what do you think? What's the factor that pushes fuel costs higher? They've gone up and up and up. Look at the last 3 years. Look at the profit margins for these big gas. 7-Eleven now owns more gas stations in this country than anybody else under the name of either 7-Eleven or Speedway. They own all of it.
And so, yes.
Yeah, well, they own a lot of stuff, right. The new, they've reconstituted the country, the company. So, some of the information that's coming out this week shows that the profit margin on gasoline is now 77% higher than it was just before COVID. Right? So go back 4 years, and the profit margins, if you look at the stock value of ExxonMobil or of the parent company for 7-Eleven, which I don't even think is an American company anymore, they're making 77% more on every gallon of gasoline than they did before the pandemic. Is this right? It's capitalism for sure, but the monopolies that have been created by the government allowing these companies to get bigger and bigger and bigger, you know, they all have that same bourgeois, well, it'll be better service and the prices will be better. What a load of garbage. It is not true, and it never is true, and especially when you look at what happened since Exxon and Mobil merged, I think, what was it, 24 years ago or something like that. So the average price of gas today is $3.64 a gallon. 43 cents a gallon goes to the retailer as profit. In 2019, 24 cents of the cost of gasoline went to the retailer. So what the person that's, you're going into the pump, into the Speedway, the 7-Eleven, the Exxon, the Mobil, wherever you're buying your gas, The company-owned stores, obviously, just putting that money back into their pocket. But in terms of, let's say, 7-Eleven, they don't own any refineries. Or let's say the local guy down the street. I go to a gas station down the street that always has cheaper prices than anybody else. There's always a line there. But they, and what I understand, the guy who runs the store told me this. He said, I kept my profit margins where they were before. In other words, to use the example I just gave you, instead of going up to 43 cents a gallon, he kept his at 24 cents a gallon. So over the 4 years, he's added the same amount to sell you gasoline, but the other guys keep going up. Does that make sense? Is my explanation sound? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm following.
Yeah. The local guys keep the their gross profit margin down, and they're more competitive. So if you look at a 10-gallon fill-up, what the $1.90 more that it costs you today versus what it cost you back in 2019 is because they've squeezed the profit up. And so they're not bad guys because that's what, you know, we're all in business to make money. But there's a real, I think this is troubling. And I don't know what to do about it because, individually, you just keep, I went to this guy down the street, this little independent guy. But most people don't do that. They don't take the time. They don't even look at the price. They just drive in. I will go 10 miles out of my way to keep from buying gas at a mobile station. I just don't like them. I don't want to support them. I think they're the biggest problem in greedflation. Mm. And that's really what it is. The higher markups, it's, I suppose you could say the same thing with the car dealer, too. BP is a British-owned company, and they're a little bit more cautious about this than some of the others. Anyway, food for thought from Good Day, 48 after the hour.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with stay-open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with stay-open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Yo, babe, this one still needs to be back.
The service at Chuck's car detailing business is spotless.
Second coat of wax.
But new word of mouth recommendations leave him short of hands.
They don't have an appointment? Just get him in line behind the pickup truck. I'll stay for another couple hours and get it done tonight.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Is here our Movie Man Movie Moments, brought to you by the folks at 541 Travel. If you haven't taken advantage yet of those two free nights in Las Vegas without any, there's no hook, there's nothing, it's just something you can get. If you dial 800-419-DOUG, that's it, 800-419-3684. Call them now and get two free nights in Las Vegas. Doesn't cost you a thing. And you've got to be one of the first 10 callers now. 800-419-DOUG. All right, so Chucker, why are we playing the theme from Jaws?
I'm going to tell you why. Because this week in movie history, 1983, Jaws 3D opened nationwide. And when I was a kid, there were two movies that when you went to a movie theater, they had a sign on the box office, please no refunds. I wouldn't use the word terrible, but it was close to terrible. I think it just nothing happened in that movie. And by all accounts, it starred Dennis Quaid and Beth Armstrong, who I thought she was actually pretty appealing. She was a female lead in Star Trek for the Voyage Home opposite William Shatner. I thought they had good romantic chemistry in that film, and she's fine in this one. But I think Dennis Quaid, in his own admission, had a substance abuse problem when he was filming this movie. So it was, I think he even said he was took more than a fair share of his cocaine during the filming of that film. But it was the 3D effects were okay, but not much happened, and it was a huge drop off from Jaws 2. You know, a lot of people lump Jaws 2 in the bad sequel category. Jaws is a masterpiece. Jaws 2 is very good. Jaws 3 is barely watchable. Jaws 4 is the worst movie ever greenlit by a major studio. I just, why it's on my mind, I want to touch
on it.
You're
so funny. It was
announced that Dwayne Johnson gave a big donation to the Actors Guild, right?
Yep.
When they're on strike, a seven-figure donation, which means it was at least $1 million. And yep. they said it was the biggest donation by far ever made by an actor. And I said to myself, this is what I said. I looked in the mirror, Doug, and I said, I'm able to donate $3,000 this year to the ESU girls basketball team based on my income. What does Tom Hanks make? What does Tom Cruise make? What are these people that give nothing back? I hate to be a naysayer here, but like if Dwayne Johnson can give $1 million, Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts, these people can't give massive donations also? I don't get it.
Well, I just am actually making a note to myself.
Am I wrong?
No, I just made a note to myself because you're so generous, and I like to support you in your efforts to support those people in the college town where you are, so I'm going to support you with another check. I just have to remember to send
it thank
to you.
You. No, but my point is...
I know what you're saying,
$1 million. Dwayne Johnson is getting $50 million for his next Amazon movie. In perspective, really just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Like these high-paid actors can't support these people on the line?
Well, they got to do something because otherwise, and this we were back and forth on AI all the time now, and thinking about what I was applying AI to radio in a conversation earlier, but do you apply it to the writers and what these people, what does the public want? Do they want reality or do they want artificiality? And that's what you get with AI. You don't get anything that's real. You get something that's fake. And it
for
can
now,
be,
though,
it can say,
for, but if you let's just say you take a movie like Terminator 1 and 2 and that some of that stuff becomes reality, you have to think that AI, which you say and I believe is dangerous, is artificial, and a lot of people say would be mediocre. Once it learns to think and problem solve, it probably will be able to produce scripts like a thinking person who has a background in a childhood. And one person said, AI doesn't have a boyfriend and a girlfriend, doesn't have a traumatic childhood, but eventually you could think like it does. That's the danger of it.
Not in my house. I'm not allowing any AI into my house. How's that? All right.
Yep.
You can cut it down at the doors. Chuck Curry, movie moments. Yeah, we'll talk tomorrow on the Good Day program. Now, 59 after the hour, folks.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.